Mr. Vice President, Cyprus aligns with the statement of the EU and extends its gratitude to the Working Group for the presentation of its report. Cyprus firmly stands in support of the promotion and safeguarding of girls' and women's rights across the globe. A national action plan on equality remains at the forefront of its commitment to fighting gender-based discrimination by pursuing consistent dialogue and cooperation with women-led civil society organizations. Cyprus has witnessed the leading role women and girls' activism continues to play in the promotion and protection of human rights, including island-wide, and is determined to strengthen its efforts in establishing a safe and enabling environment for all women and girls. The report rightly emphasizes that despite the obligation to implement girls' and women's rights policy rests with states, various actors at different levels, including individuals and civil society organizations, also have a significant role to play. It is fundamental that we focus our efforts in establishing an integrated approach that combines the roles and responsibilities of multi-level actors. We must recognize the undeniable intersectionality that exists in the process with a view to achieving true gender equality. In closing, despite the legal obligations, what advice would the Working Group give as we witness setbacks and increased barriers, particularly for women and girls in vulnerable situations? Thank you.